Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Nat Hist Cam project is looking at the natural history of the city, and it's continuing into its second year. Its latest survey is investigating hedgehogs. Bob Jarman of Cambridge Natural History Society is here. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for coming in. It's not just hedgehogs, there's other stuff as well. But, well, first of all, I must say I'm very disappointed you haven't actually brought one with you. But how common are they in Cambridge?
Well, hedgehogs are in trouble. We're doing a survey just to find out what their distribution in the city is. There are plenty in the college gardens in the west part of the city. In fact, I've heard a college gardener say that he could probably assemble two 11-a-side football teams of hedgehogs. But
the hedgehogs to play, I'm sure, the avoidance of doubt.
Yes, indeed. They don't play football. I've never seen one. Anyway, but in the rest of the city, they're in trouble. And in the country in general, they're in trouble. And what we're asking is for everybody who is aware of hedgehogs, who've got hedgehogs in their garden, even roadkills, that's obviously evidence of the presence of hedgehogs.
And I guess that means if there's one which has sadly been killed, a chance there might be some more sort of friends and family, if
nearby. Oh, yes, indeed. To let us know, if they could, on our website at Nat Hist Cam, or even on the Cambridge Natural History Society website, so that we can get some idea of just what their distribution is in the city, to give us a snapshot, really, in terms of an historical perspective and as a benchmark for the future.
You mentioned this is a nationwide problem, the fall in the numbers of hedgehogs. What's causing this? Do we know?
Well, I don't think anybody knows specifically. There are probably four or five reasons. One of them is climate change. The temperatures are warming and grounds are getting harder. So access to earthworms, slugs and snails, which are their main food source, is becoming more difficult. We're becoming tidy gardeners as well. We don't have as many rough patches at the end of our garden.
It's almost decking to blame in a roundabout way.
Well, I think it sort of borders right up to the very margins of the gardens, and also sealing gardens in. You know, we are very security conscious these days. They just need an access point to come in so they can get food, so they can mate and they can breed.
So when my neighbour complains about the hole in my fence at the bottom of the garden, I simply have to say, no, it's just say I want hedgehogs
to get for the hedgehogs.
Right.
And also, there is a suspicion that people are using molluscicides to kill slugs and snails, because they're obviously a pest. But just look at the hedgehog as a gardener's friend, because that's their main food supply.
Because the hedgehog will gobble them up anyway.
Oh, yes, yeah. Indeed. That's what they're after.
Mm. You mentioned climate change, and, you know, we hear stories of spring getting earlier and, plants accidentally coming up at this time of year because it gets a bit warm and they think, oh, yeah, it's time to come out. Is that likely to be an effect as well, the hedgehog getting confused as to when they should hibernate?
Well, that's a very good point. Yes, there is a confusion about hibernation, because our climate is getting much drier and much warmer through the winter period. So that trigger for hibernation often doesn't function. Plus the fact that during the summer months it's much drier, and access to their main food supply, which is grubs and earthworms and slugs and snails, is becoming much more difficult to get to and access. So there's a double problem. It's hibernation and lack of food supply. And a lack of food supply to enrich them and fill them up to survive the hibernation period.
So where do we look for hedgehogs around Cambridge? Obviously, you mentioned in our gardens. Are there any particular parts of the city, or even into South Cambridgeshire for that matter, where you're likely to see more hedgehogs than not?
Well, any rough corners, any parts of parkland in the corners where there are leaves, where they can hibernate, where they can flourish, where they can forage. The back end of gardens where there might be a rough bit of lawn or a bit of shrubbery or a bit of unkempt grass.
Untidy bit at the back or something like that.
Bit. And I would encourage everybody to have an untidy bit for hedgehogs.
Yeah, that's a good plan. I'm also thinking, with bonfire night coming up, that's the sort of place, if the bonfire's been around for couple of weeks, little hedgehog's going to sneak inside.
Oh,
I think,
yes,
this is a good
indeed.
Place.
Well, the best thing to do is just sort of look under the edges, round the edges.
So they're not going to get right underneath?
Probably not. Just
tuck themselves in, as it were?
Probably not at the moment. It's not been really cold enough to encourage them into deep hibernation, but just look round the edges, just have a check to make sure there aren't any hedgehogs. If there are, simply move them to a safe spot and leave them. Try not to move them away any distance. They are very territorial and they get dreadfully lost and confused if they're actually moved out of their home patch. So just move them to one side.
Now, we mentioned that hedgehogs weren't the only thing that the Cambridge Natural History Society is interested in. I know it's sort of plants and fauna and all that sort of thing, but the muntjac deer, this is an interesting one. Are you trying to count those as well?
Well, we're looking at muntjac deer. Muntjac deer, some people think of them as a pest. They escaped from Woburn Abbey and probably Whipsnade Zoo in the late 1920s. And now they're our most widespread deer in England. They're venturing into towns. I suspect that there are probably individuals within 200 metres of the studio here in Cambridge.
Crossing the Mill Road Cemetery?
Yes, in Mill Road Cemetery. I've actually seen one being chased by a Labrador dog up Tennyson Road early one morning when I was going to the station. So they're certainly around in the heart of the city. They're a problem to college gardeners. They're certainly a problem to the Botanic Gardens. They're easy to see in some of the gardens off Huntingdon Road. And if you take a walk with your dog from Huntingdon Road to Histon Road along the public footpath, you're almost certain to see one or two in the evenings. And we'd like to know their distribution. And any listeners who have seen them in their gardens or know where they are, if they could contact us through our website, we'd be pleased to know.
Ah, they all escape. Are they all sort of the descendants of the escapees?
They're all descendants of the escapees.
How they got out?
Well, I don't know how they got out, but they can breed throughout the year. There's no natural predators for them. They're often called barking deer because they make a rather sort of loud barking noise in the evenings. So that gives you an idea of where they may be. In woodlands, they are a pest because they browse the understory and stop any active regeneration of new trees. And it has caused probably one of the reasons some of our specialist woodland birds, such as nightingale and spotted flycatcher, have declined because of muntjac deer browsing. But they're certainly in the city now, and I'm sure they intend to stay.
Mm. So as an organisation, you're obviously looking for people to count up the hedgehogs, count the muntjac deer. Is there something, if people want to get more deeply involved with the society, is that also possible for something they might be able to take part in and give
up
a bit more of their time?
They would be very welcome to. Another project we're doing is we want to do a garden survey in all of the 64 one-kilometre square grids of our project area that covers the entire city. So if anybody has a garden they want us to examine for flora and fauna in it, on it, above it, over it, we'd be delighted to come and have a look.
Okay, and I know you mentioned the website a little earlier on, but just a reminder for people so they know where to go and how to find you.
It's NatHistCam, and if you can't remember that, just look under the Cambridge Natural History Society, and that will log you into you'll be able to access our website from there, and you can send in any records that you've got of hedgehogs, muntjac deer, or any other interesting observations you have made.
Photos any use as well?
Yes, we'd be pleased to take photos as well. We do have a little section with blogs in. And one or two of us put on regular blogs of observations of what can be seen in and around the city or what has been seen. So please be as active and engaged as you would like to be, and you'll be very, very welcome.
OK, Bob, well, look, thank you very much for your time on that.
I'll have
pleasure. Keep a wary eye next time I'm going through the Mill Road Cemetery in case I get confronted by a muntjac.
OK, thank you.
Thanks very much indeed. That's Bob Jarman of the Cambridge Natural History Society. That takes us to 19 before 6.